WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
This is Booker T, five-time WCW champ.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll and the very first undisputed champion in WWE history. And you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Bunch of losers begging for autographs at $15 a pop.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Explain as you would a child.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Bravo. This is a moment I will treasure. Explain to him who you all really are.
With your hosts, inside.
At every turn, you demonstrate the necessity for your extermination.
The Omega.
Maybe I should get some pants on.
I'm just jazzed about being on the show.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Perhaps I'm not as stupid as I am ugly.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Stop, I actually thought you were smart for a second.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah, it's just point and click.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Sal.
Hello out there, this is the very boring Jay Lethal.
WTR Sunday Night.
What a freak show, man. Oh, this is hilarious.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's kind of a scattered show. We've got a ton of little bits and pieces from the world of wrestling and a pay-per-view to preview, because, of course, we either have a pay-per-view to talk about or a pay-per-view to preview.
Yep.
It's just the way the life is today.
Just goes on and on and on and on and on.
So, let's not prolong it any longer. I am the Omega, the be-all and all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's going on, everybody? Heartbreak Mike here.
And then Static.
Is it Static?
Someone's Static.
Someone's Static.
It's not me.
It's not me. My shit is perfect.
Mine's as good here.
Which can only mean one thing.
The one and only Tim Stein.
I think they're static. Don't give me any static, lady.
There's no lady.
Oh, is there any static, though?
Not anymore.
So there, she listened to me.
It was Sister Abigail.
It was Sister Abigail. She said... Okay, sure, why not? What the fuck? Let's go with that one. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a Pick'em and Preview edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Oh, my God. It seems like we just did this 2 weeks ago.
Because we did.
Because what?
Because we did.
Oh, I thought you said, because is it? And I'm like, okay, what happened to your microphone?
Because we did.
Because we did. Quit slurring your words.
No.
I'm just saying.
Could make an awful joke, but don't.
I dare you. Wait a minute. Hold it. I intend by the night to be slurring my words.
There you go.
By the end of the night. Ah, and I intend to be forgetting some words when I use sentences. Ah, hey, Mike, you drinking?
Actually, I'm pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's no pay-per-view.
Oh, no, wait.
Not tonight.
No, it's, ah, fuck.
What?
Let me get the drink.
We reminded him that we're going to preview TLC, I think.
Well, see, no, it's it's not that. It's I have to say goodbye to somebody.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, WWE working in there, it's not what it's cracked up to be.
Well, you know, they say that, but it's only because there's rumors going around that either Neville walked out on Raw last Monday night or he never showed up to Raw to begin with and that he quit. No, he's still with the company and all of his bio info is still on the website and everything else like that. And they're working it out. And what the hell is going on? To tell you the truth, nobody is quite sure. But one thing that is sure, Neville was supposed to lose in a lumberjack match to Enzo Amore in a non-title match last Monday night. However, with him not being there, they threw Kalisto in there, and the son of a bitch got me 40 points. Thank you, Kalisto.
30 points.
30 points. Well, I wound up with 40 total. 30 thanks to Kalisto and then 10 from everybody else. I don't know, man. Everybody else, they gotta like pull up their socks and pull their weight, if you ask me. But that's my problem, apparently. Yeah, so there it is, guys, in a nutshell. Did he quit? Did he walk out? Did he even show up to Raw? Is he with the company still?
You just said it yourself. Nobody knows.
Yeah. You want to speculate on anything with as far as that goes?
It's feeling very familiar is what I can say. I mean, we just saw this with Austin Aries, where someone came in with all the talent in the world, expected big things in their career, looked like they were getting big things, and then got completely shafted. Because,
said,
hey,
you
know? No, you don't get to be on the main show, you don't get to be on the pay-per-view DVDs, and you don't get to be on any kind of like championship route. You get to be on the show no one gives a shit about.
Basically, you get to do everything that we never told you that you're gonna get stuck doing, and everything we promised you. Well, we didn't lie. We just decided not yet. You brought up DVDs there, Omega. Apparently. His match at WrestleMania got dropped. It was on the cutting room floor, as it were, as far as putting together WrestleMania DVD, which is a big payday for all of the wrestlers who make the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets no royalties for his freak show match against Austin Aries. And I can understand that, okay, you know, I'm not getting any money for any of this shit while everybody else is getting paid. I'm gone, you know, and that was Austin Aries. That was part of the reason why he buggered off, in addition to everything else that you listed, of course. But I don't know. You might want to blame social media and the fans. And the reason for that, Neville and Austin Aries was supposed to be on the main card, but it got bumped because – the women's match was supposed to open up with the free show, but everybody on social media was saying, well, it should be on the main show. It should be on the main show. So they switched them.
But yet those two had amazing spots that night.
Well, as good as the women's match may have been, I think that, definitely the cruiserweight match was, way better. And I have to admit, it really set a tone of expectation, in my opinion, Mike.
Well, you know, no, that's true. That's true. My thing is, I really like Neville. I liked him before he went to WWE. I loved him during his NXT days, and I even liked him when he did the Mighty Mouse gimmick. Yes, as much as you guys don't want to, you know, accept it, yeah, it was a Mighty Mouse gimmick. And then... there was just no way to say it. I'm sorry. Your ass came down with a cape. Yeah, Mighty Mouse.
There you go.
And then the heel turn that everyone was like, okay, let's see what he can do. And then he ran with it. He was gold. King of the Cruiserweights. Now it's like, shit. And then he goes with a solid gimmick, and then you put him up against probably one of the a top tier guy. Not only did you put him on the pre-show, you didn't even put him on the DVD. Yep. To me, that is kind of disrespectful. Not to mention, no, this ain't Neville's first wrestle. Is it? Was that his first WrestleMania?
Yeah, I do believe it might have been.
Okay. It was both their first WrestleManias.
Well, definitely it was Aries' first.
So. Well, maybe his last. But then it happened, and you want to put him on the DVD. WWE, what were you thinking?
Well, I personally still think that, sure, maybe you're on the free show. You should get some kind of, even if it isn't royalties, you should get a stipend, like exactly. A bonus. You should get a bonus. When I was running CAW, one of the things that I started implementing right closer to the end was, it was only a few dollars, but I'd put like $50 in an envelope, and it would get handed out to the wrestler of the night. You know, like to, and it was voted on by everybody else in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, I don't care if you vote for yourself or your opponent or anybody else on the roster, like on the card. What guys? Who's your pick? Who did the best? You know, and it's something that I first saw when Rick Titan and Bad News Allen were running a professional wrestling show here in Calgary, and that's the first time I ever saw it. And then it was brought up by Hotshot Johnny Devine, who reminded me, and I, you know, yeah, that's a damn good idea. I'm sorry I forgot about it. So in my opinion, they should have at least gotten a stipend.
Exactly.
Yeah. But is this a smart move for Neville? Quitting?
Honestly, I don't know. I really don't know at this point.
Well, here, what are his options if he walks out on WWE? And yeah, I'm with you too, Mike. I like Neville. I mean, I've seen Lord of the Rings. I've got nothing wrong with the dwarves. Oh, come on. Tell me he doesn't look like a dwarf.
Let him be.
From Lord of the Rings. I'm sorry, Neville. I apologize. That was mean of me. I admit it.
Very.
Yeah, but still, no, like I said, I'm with you. I liked, what he did in the ring. His moveset, the whole bit, and he was exciting for the crowd, and then they bring in the cruiserweight division. But, what would his options be after his contract expires? Because, he can't do anything until they figure that out or it runs out.
PWG, wait. After his contract runs out or?
Yeah.
Well, after his contract runs out, hate to say it, but once his contract runs out, he can go PWG, he can go to New Japan, just don't go to Impact Wrestling.
Would his number one destination be Ring of Honor?
Maybe.
Isn't it his moveset, his style, like the quintessential, call it stereotypical if you want.
Actually. Yeah,
clear your throat on that one, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, actually, and to be honest, Jesus Christ, to be honest, his style would actually, to me, would fit in PWG.
Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, PWG is Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
Yes.
He would probably fare quite well with New Japan, I would think.
Yes, because that's pretty much his style, his speed, and He would do so much. He'd beat the shit out of the Mighty Mouse gimmick. Hey, he could probably join the Bullet Club.
Oh God, yeah. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a quick second. But just before we do talk about the Bullet Club, something's going to come up in the news. That how much longer are the cruiserweights good for? Really?
As long as Enzo doesn't have the belt, we're okay.
Then we're in trouble.
Yep.
I know, Enzo doesn't currently have the belt, but there are plans to put it back on him at TLC.
Oh, God, stop.
Yep.
Damn it. Well, thanks for telling me. I know what to do. Buy a whole bunch of alcohol for next week.
All right. You're not going to grab some Colt 45. Tell me no.
No, absolutely not.
All right. I tried that stuff once in Vegas, and I'm like, no, here, homeless guy, finish it for me.
Oh, my God.
He was like, hey, I'm homeless. I'm not touching that.
There you go. At least he knows.
There you go. Even homeless people know not to touch Colt 45 malt liquor. Yuck. Anyway, so there's that for that as far as that goes. But touching about the Bullet Club here, former Ring of Honor star, WWE producer, writer Jimmy Jacobs got fired after posting a picture with the Bullet Club during the Invasion of Raw incident a few weeks ago. You remember what happened there?
Yeah, Bullet Club. Let me see if I can find the picture. Bullet Club invaded and...
They showed up just outside of the arena where Raw was being held. I can't remember the city or any of that shit at this point in time.
But I think it was they in California. Were
basically doing a parody of the DX, WCW attempted invasion, which I still maintain Eric Bischoff shouldn't have closed the doors. He should have said, yeah, welcome, come on in. Ratings would have gone through the roof for WCW if they did that.
That sucks. Yeah, and it's like, oh, it's a nice picture, and then it's like someone gets angry and, hey, you're fired.
Well, apparently that was not the one thing that got him fired. It was the last thing that he did that got him fired. It was, air quotes, the final straw. Here's the thing. I don't know what else he did that would piss off management and such. So it's hard to talk about whether or not the WWE was justified. I mean, at the same time, taking part in that photo opportunity, right? For mocking or parodying DX or whatever, taking part in that is enough to piss off your employer. We're like, what the hell are you doing? This is not, the Monday Night Wars thing where we could have capitalized on that. Could you imagine if NWO had pulled the same thing and Vince said, oh shit, let him in? Mm-hmm. Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? Jelly Bean?
Sure.
Surely. So yeah, it's kind of hard. What do you think, Omega? About Jimmy Jacobs getting fired.
Dude fucked up. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's just, I don't care if it's just, the Young Bucks and the Bullet Club and whatever. You know what? You went and kind of sided with the enemy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So all you had to do was not take the photo. Could have hung out with your old friends, whatever. Just don't take the photo.
Yeah.
Someone else is taking the photo, go, hang on, I have a family to support, let me step aside.
Well, here, think back to when was the last year or the year before, and I can't remember the name of the midget that was involved with something going on in WWE at the time, but he took the midget broadcast team. You remember that?
No.
No.
I force such things from my mind.
Okay, so you remember it, but you're doing your damnedest not to. When they brought out Midget JBL and Midget Michael Cole and whatever, and they had the three of them up there for the midget match that they had. But during the day, he had his picture taken with a great big grin and thumbs up and all that other stuff. But in the background of that picture, Bray Wyatt and John Cena are sitting in the crowd, in the seats, going over their moveset and what they were planning on doing for their match that night.
Mm-hmm.
That was a couple of years ago.
Here. Yeah. I'll give you a more poignant example that's a little bit closer to this.
Okay.
Rory from the Highlanders decides to visit the Impact taping.
Uh-huh.
And goes out into the crowd where the camera can see him.
Uh-huh.
The Highlanders stopped having jobs soon after that.
Yeah, something a little bit more recently kind of took place with a suspended and injured WWE star. Any idea what I'm talking about? Just from that hint?
Not especially. We got a lot of injured stars.
Okay, well, let me just see if I can give you another hint. It was a diva.
Okay, yes. Many photos of Paige were taken.
There you go. Yeah. But I wasn't talking about the photos. I was talking about where she actually, what was it, mid-match, before the match, after the match that Alberto El Patron was having. She actually climbed into the ring when she proposed to him.
I'm not sure that was televised, though. It's just showing up in a ring.
It may not have been televised, but it sure as hell made the rounds on social media, and WWE was definitely aware of it. So... But it, you know, it's Paige. They're bringing her back, and the, dare I say, Paige winds up being a bit of a bigger name, a bit of a bigger name than the Highlanders. Would you not agree with that statement?
Sorry, we got an update in the live chat, so I'm just trying to read through that as fast as I could.
Oh, in the Skype chat. Okay. Whoops. I'm trying to be able to read the whole thing here too. See, this is terrible. He does stuff like this to us while we're in the middle of talking about stuff. And he does it on purpose. He can't wait till a break or anything like that.
Well, this is what a producer does. It's just to fuck with the people who are actually performing.
Kind of like what I did one time just before a certain individual went live on the air at a radio station in town here during Stampede Week. About 20 years ago. That was funny.
Yikes.
Ask me about it someday.
Yikes.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. Really? Wow. Enzo Amore is working really hard to get heat. This was a Sunday night house show, I take it. Or was it Saturday?
I think that was when the picture was posted of Kalisto's beautiful, beautiful Cruiserweight Championship.
You know,
All they had to do was change that strap to black, and it looks amazing.
It looks
all
a lot better than
be black.
Purple. Well, except the Intercontinental Championship. There's something about that white belt.
I mean, because they've changed the belt straps on the Intercontinental from black to yellow. I'm glad they didn't change to pink. To white. Yeah.
Yeah, currently Brock Lesnar is walking around with a red strap.
Yeah.
Stop that.
It's mostly because they couldn't figure out any other design for the belt.
Bork Laser.
Bork Laser. I always get a kick out of that name whenever I hear
it. I don't know what it is.
Funny.
Me and Mike get that reference, and that is it.
Oh, we've had this discussion before, and it's the reason why I'm finding it funny. Because I remember the first time I ever heard it, I'm like, what, you know, that's cute. What is that? And then you explained it to me off the air. Do you not remember?
Vaguely.
Okay. Vaguely I'll take. That's better than nothing, I guess. But yeah, you know, just reading this, Amore's working hard to get heat and trash in the city they were in and, trashing big casts and making Neville quit and the whole bit. Well, You're trying to make him a heel and get him heel heat. And then he goes on to say, look, you know what? I made two heels. I put two heels out of action. I'm the heel heel. I'm the heel to heels. Well, wouldn't that be a baby face? Stop making Enzo Amore into something the fans don't want. This is the thing that WWE is really good at pissing people off at. There are times where, yeah, you know, you don't listen to the crowd most of the time and you don't give the crowd what they want. Because if you do that, then you're going to eventually get bored with what you're watching. And if you're pissed off just enough to come back to see if they finally give it to you, then at least you're coming back. Just saying.
If you come back, they're doing something right.
Yep. And then you get all this, oh, I'm going to cancel my WWE subscription. No, you're not. Shut up.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Why are you canceling? Because he wasn't supposed to win. Oh, he's the bad guy? Yeah.
My friend and I, we were complaining on social media that what we wanted didn't happen. It's just, you know, that perfect, perfect promo by Triple H last year.
Absolutely.
That was awesome. But anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, as far as whatever happened with Jimmy Jacobs, just being in that picture and having that thing circulate. Is enough to get him fired, you're saying.
Well, look, I'm sorry, but, you know, if you work at a local Burger King and you end up in the newspaper because you were helping out at McDonald's, your ass is getting fired.
Yeah.
It's like, if it works at the basic level, it works sure as hell, works at this level.
So what you gonna do?
Oh,
well.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But you know what? It is what it is.
Yes. So, you know, why don't we just move on and take a look at the evolution of women's division. I mean, it's grown like a weed in the past couple of years, and it's still growing. I mean, right from the first Money in the Bank ladder match, Hell in a Cell matches, they continue to keep doing some of the matches that were exclusively men's territories, and it's opening up, guys. Kurt Angle was hit up on Twitter saying, are we ever going to see a women's elimination chamber match? He tweeted back, yes, it's coming.
Oh, this is just a domino effect.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we get to do Hell in a Cell? Knock it down. Okay, we get to do Money in the Bank. Knock it down. Elimination chamber. Okay. Why not at this point?
Yeah.
We're just going to see it go on and on and on. You'll see, you know, a women's TLC match. You will see, I think the one that they really talk about a lot is trying to do a women's Royal Rumble.
Well, here's the thing. They've done women over the top, well, actually through the middle rope for the women in the previous, but it was still a battle royal. They've done that on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
I guess this is actually going to be over the top.
I don't think you can, if you're going to do it at this point, you can't soften it. You need to let them go all out, and you need to say, okay, you know what? If you want a Royal Rumble, okay, you can't do this. We're not going to have you go through the middle rope, which will be, interesting when Nia Jax enters the ring.
Oh God. I mean, never mind. The only way that's happening is if Karma comes back, and I don't think she come back anytime soon.
Yeah. So let me ask.
We had a. There were a few in the Mae Young Classic that could probably manage it.
All right, I'll give you that. I mean, the women's revolution. I like it. And seeing where they're all going, I'm just like, I can't wait for what's about to happen. The women's elimination chamber. Oh,
well, here's the thing. Okay, you're drooling, and I'm not even going to say anything nasty or might be misconstrued as sexist or misogynistic or anything like that. I'm just going to ask you: would you rather see a women's elimination chamber or a women's Royal Rumble, Mike?
Pick fuck. The crowd wins either or, it's a tie.
Well, that just depends on how good the match is, but yeah. So you're good with either one. What about you, Omega? Which one do you want to see? Here, let me throw this wrinkle. Which one do you want to see first?
That's an interesting one. Honestly, the one I want to see first is a women's Royal Rumble.
Okay.
It's such a big event, and it's been established for so long. I feel like things like that should be the first ones you tick off the board.
Okay. Now, when is the, cause it's a specialty pay-per-view. When is Elimination Chamber?
I'm
going to remember just off the top of your head. To the Google machine.
That's not me typing. Who is that? Right, we got an interference.
Is that not Mike typing? Mike, were you typing?
Elimination Chamber.
No, it's not me.
Last one was in February.
So the next one should be in February.
Yeah, because I remember it was always weird to me. I don't think they've announced it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, typically it takes place in February, and I always remember because every year I bitch and gripe because it's...
pay-per-view before...
Well, it's a huge gimmick match with a championship on the line.
Yep.
Right after Royal Rumble.
But so if I remember correctly, we were bitching and complaining that it was so soon after Royal Rumble last year, and then they had a throwaway pay-per-view right before WrestleMania. What was it? Speed Zone or whatever it was called.
Fastlane.
That's it, Fastlane. And Fastlane should have been on before Elimination Chamber. And they should have led into WrestleMania from Elimination Chamber, in our opinion, just from all the hype and everything else like that. Even though they had used Fastlane to perpetuate certain storylines, and they were trying to keep Elimination Chamber basically away from the storylines they wanted to push at WrestleMania, if I remember correctly, that was their biggest bitch and complaint.
I don't know. I just know every year I bitch and complain every year because it is. I don't like throwing out championship matches. I like the long build from Rumble to Mania. I like knowing what the match is, so we have plenty of time to build it up.
Yep.
Don't like these last minute shit where we go, oh, we changed our minds, championship match.
Yeah, no kidding. But here, if you want to see the Royal Rumble, a women's Royal Rumble, before you see a women's Elimination Chamber, well, then that's exactly what's going to wind up happening, because we got Royal Rumble when? January?
Mm-hmm.
Survivor Series is in December, and Royal Rumble, being my favorite the pay-per-view, that's not WrestleMania, because it's the over-the-top Battle Royal is pretty much my favorite match. My favorite specialty match. So if they are going to do this, we will get the Ladies Rumble and then the Ladies Elimination Chamber, just in the same or exact order that you're hoping for.
Yay.
I was waiting for you to say yay. I was hoping you'd say yay. I was. He's going to say yay. Please let him say yay. And then he said yay. So, and yeah, you know, I'd like to see it. Both of them. And I don't really think I care too much about what order, to tell you the truth. Just that we actually see them both, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Yeah. And so, like, Mike's tossed out. He wants to see them both too.
Bingo.
So we're, basically of the same opinion. And of course, we know that WWE listens to our show. And so, with everything that we told them that we want, they're not going to do it now. Just to piss us off. So we should go on the internet and complain. Or not. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm on the internet. I complain every day.
Does it get you anywhere?
No.
Then why bother?
Something to do.
Something to do. I didn't know you had any Jewish in you.
Don't that I know of.
Okay, you see what I did there? Aside from getting myself potentially into trouble, I don't know. So, yeah, that'll be kind of fun. So, that said, we're going to take our first time out of the evening, everybody. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night, Russ Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tweet it out. Get the news out there. Post it on Facebook. We're doing Pick'em tonight. Let's get a whole bunch of people into the chat room and listening to the show. Who knows? Maybe we'll announce something for Pick'em. Maybe we won't. You'll just have to tune in to find out. We'll be back right after this.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew. Let's see how sensitive he is.
My husband can't have, like, 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out,
touching, whatever, that's fine.
Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, kill me. I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so why not?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, it's so not great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTuckRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
My mother is getting more than me.
It doesn't take him an hour to get up, I will tell you that.
People power!
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
It's just weirder.
It's an Oompa Loompa.
Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing up at the party. Where are you going to dial over here?
That's a horse you have, that horse. Not the pelvic thrust.
Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky?
Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, that horse.
That 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I gotta play something else, Rock. I'm going to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey,
I hate that song. Fuck, I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mass Macarena.
Macarena style.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself... Maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list. Write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, monkey. It's me. DDP. The king of Bada Bing. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time world champion. And you, monkey, for you, you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
No, I'm not going to talk yet. I'm listening to the song. No, no, don't turn it down. Turn it back up a little bit.
We're doing the show. You can listen to it later.
Aw, but I like the Rolling Stones. They're on my playlist for when I play drums. I like them. They're good, you know.
I have heard.
You've heard that they're good, or you've heard the Rolling Stones play?
I have heard they are good.
Oh, you haven't heard them play?
I've heard them play.
Okay. Well, because you didn't say that you did.
Alrighty then.
Trying to get people to, like, say stuff, and I'm getting no satisfaction. Anyway, what the hell? They're supposed to be, it's currently delayed right now, but there's supposed to be an hour-long drama focused around professional wrestling from both Starz and Paramount TV. Now, this drama is tentatively titled Heels, and I don't know. I would probably not use that for the name of the show, Omega.
It might be a shoe shopping documentary.
Uh-huh. It might be a little too insider.
It might be the story of cobblers.
It could be a story of Achilles. Maybe
yeah,
not.
It's a little bit it's a vague term to be using to generate interest outside immediate wrestling fans.
Yeah, so basically it's not an hour-long drama about professional wrestling. It's just centered around professional wrestling. Anyway.
I mean, then again, Netflix just did very well on a show called Glow.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. They would say Glow, then Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, and you knew what it was. Because they didn't just say Glow in any advertising that you ever saw, right?
Yes, but no one I've ever talked to it about, or anytime I've ever seen it talked about, nobody talks about it as in, nobody like spells the whole thing out.
Yeah, but at the same time, Glow was a real thing back in the 80s, too.
Well, I know this, too, but, you know, your casual fan isn't going to know that.
Yeah, well, possibly. Or your casual TV watcher, at least, at the very least. Anyway, former WWE champion CM Punk was tested by Paramount and Starz to be a member of the cast.
So he doesn't want to wrestle anymore.
Nope.
But he wants to pretend wrestling. He wants to pretend.
He was like, yeah, that's where I was going.
I knew where you were going with that. I'm sorry. I should have just shut up and let you do it. Go ahead. You know what? I'm taking it back. Okay, go ahead.
It's too late now.
See, back inside. All done. Mm-hmm. No, never happened.
No. It's out there.
Shit. No, I brought it back in. I took it back in.
Okay, look, it doesn't work that way, Tim. Like, if you whip your dick out and then you put it back, you can't just say, no, I never whipped my dick out. No. We saw all your dick.
Pictures or it didn't happen. Never mind. Stay away from my phone, by the way. I can't believe I just said that.
Don't worry, you're not Paige. You're fine.
Okay, back on the the rails again. CM Punk decided he wants to pretend fight instead of really pretend fight or really fight. Let's face it, UFC may not be the avenue for him. He might want to consider not becoming a mixed martial artist. I'm just saying. You never know, right?
Really?
Yeah, I did that.
It's like Zach Gowen in the Tour de France.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Do you think he'd be able to stick to script?
Just goes off on the producers one day.
That'd be kind of interesting. You know, it's like, do a drama version of what they did for Mork and Mindy. You know, Punk says something.
Maybe when the president of Starz dies, this network will finally take off again.
Ooh. Yeah. Harsh. I admit it. But having CM Punk join the cast, is that going to make you more or less likely to watch? And this is a loaded question, Omega, because I know how you feel about him.
Oh, no. Burn bridge, guy's a douche. No.
This makes me less inclined to tune in. I like when wrestling gets media attention outside of wrestling because it can tell really interesting stories. You know, I watched the first season of GLOW and really liked it. I'm happy to see there is a second season coming out. You know, we had the Wrestler movie, which was fantastic, and that's usually not the type of movie that I get into.
Yeah.
This kills my interest. I think it's weird because I think there is CM Punk in there, I think, hits a weird place where, you know, where casual fans, like casual fans of wrestling back then will tune in because CM Punk was popular. Hardcore fans that kind of acknowledge he's a dick will probably turn away. But he's not a Cena. He's not a Rock. He's not someone whose name value will pull in people just because they heard of him.
You know, everybody in Chicago would tune in, so the ratings would be through the roof there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Why not? Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, we got that Midwest market on lock.
Yeah. So what about you, Mike? When this thing finally gets off the ground, you going to tune in to the first episode at least to see what it's about?
Absolutely not.
No? And is it because of Punk, if Punk gets the role?
Absolutely.
Or you're just absolutely like Punk doesn't get hired and okay, I still don't care.
Okay. Here we go. I liked ED. I liked Punk. The only problem
was everything.
That part. He couldn't stop whining. I hate to say it, but he was a bitch. Sore loser. Take your ball and just go.
No.
That's how I feel, because it's like, sir, 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 stop it. That's just how I feel right now. And he really fucked it up. He burnt his bridges, and now the nigga gotta pay for it. Sorry.
That being said, it's still a rare thing where your bridge is so badly burned that you never go back to WWE. We have seen it on more than one occasion. Just for shits and giggles, what do you think the chances are we might see him in WWE one more time? Whether you want to or not.
The only way that happens... Nope.
Here's the thing. I think Triple H is a good enough businessman to acknowledge that there is interest in bringing him back. I think especially with him, I think with Vince, you can burn a bridge permanently. We saw that with Randy Savage.
Yeah.
I think Triple H acknowledges a lot more of, well, this is good for the business. This will generate interest in fans. It doesn't matter what my personal feelings are. This is going to make us money. And that's a business decision, and it's the kind of business decision you should be able to make. But then we've got Phil on the other side of that, who I think will never go back. I think he's way, way too stubborn and way too jaded for that at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to iterate. You're not name dropping. It's just you hate him that much.
The man calls himself CM Punk. I'm not going to dignify that. Phil Brooks.
And there you go. So. Well, you know, time will tell. It just depends on how pissed off Vince is and how much longer Vince, you know, will wind up being in control. Ultimately, I guess. He's already handed off a lot of the reins. But, I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess. Yeah. Talking about WWE Champion, the Universal Champion, current Brock Lesnar. He's got an option that would renew his deal. And most people are expecting that it's going to be renewed. It expires sometime after WrestleMania 34. There are two different things here going on. Some people are saying that it's August of next year that it expires, which would put it after SummerSlam. But there are others that are saying that it's WrestleMania 34, like almost immediately after WrestleMania 34. Do you see Brock coming back?
Brock is- There we go. Now we can talk about Mr. Bork Laser. Okay. I'm sorry. You guys, can I go? I'm sorry.
Go.
Bork Laser. What can I say about a guy who I've liked ever since he was in OVW and followed his career after he left WWE, after he became IWGP champion. What pisses me off with Brock Lesnar, I don't like Brock Lesnar now because it's not, and I think only The Rock will get this reference, not my Bork Laser. People will say, not my president, not my Bork Laser. The Brock Lesnar I'm used to is a wrestler. The Brock Lesnar I'm used to has trunks and boots. Not something that makes me want to go or get it delivered to my door. Oh, PlayStation. And I, for one, I do see him staying because, and Tim, you can back me up on this. Once you enter into the ring, once you leave it, it is very hard to leave it cold turkey.
Well, that was evidenced by the fact that he came back already.
Exactly. So with that, he's going to come back whether you like it or not. Even if he is like, okay, UFC, you know, got my ass whooped. All right, I won the championship. Not knocking Brock Lesnar off for anything that he hasn't done. I applaud Brock. Brock is the man. I'm sorry. You said, all right, I've won the world title. I've won the WWE championship. I won Royal Rumble, main event of WrestleMania. Let's go to UFC. Oh, what's that? I won the UFC championship. Oh, cool. I've done my job. Come back to WWE. Oh, I'm world heavyweight and WWE champion. Wow, I'm king of the mountain. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the only person that has... Oh, shit, I can't even think of anybody who else has done that. Brock Lesnar is going to stay. He's not leaving unless somebody screws him over. It's big bucks, it's big money, and you know Vince will get on his knees and open his mouth and say how much when it comes to Brock. Because when you look at that DVD with my name is Paul Heyman, the moment you put them two back together, that was money. I don't think breaking them up is going to be a good thing. Unless he goes to what, UFC with Paul Heyman? I highly doubt that. Anyway, back to you, Tim.
I really don't know what to say after that tirade, TK.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry. We could always ask Omega.
Could.
Then I will.
Yeah, you wanted to.
Asked. There you go. You've been asked.
I like being asked. I think Brock is completely fine with staying around as long as there's enough digits on the paycheck.
Okay.
I mean, simple as that. We know Brock is not an artist. He is not a locker room leader. He's not a ring general. He is
anymore.
He is just a paid ass kicker. And as long as you are paying enough, he will kick any ass you want.
There you go. He's, as Heyman calls him, prize fighter.
Yeah, it's part gimmick, but at the same time, that's exactly who he is.
Yeah.
So as long as the money's there, he will pretty much, you know, you can count on him.
This is kind of sort of the shining example of the man makes the gimmick and the gimmick makes the man. It's something that occasionally happens in wrestling, but it's definitely not overkill. That's for sure. But, you know, UFC President Dana White spoke about this. He was on the Dan Le Patard show, and he said he doesn't believe WWE would even allow Lesnar fight in UFC again while under contract. I can see WWE saying no, but I could also see them saying yes if they were looking for that extra crossover ratings boost like they did last time around. You know, Vince, never say never.
But did we actually see that much of a ratings boost from that?
It was a little bump, but the problem is it was small enough that you didn't know if it was because he fought in UFC or if he was suspended for steroids, the human growth hormone or whatever it was that he got caught being juiced on at the time of the fight. But it was a little bump, but not anything to be overly excited about. So if it wasn't that big a deal first time around, then I could say Vince saying, yeah, there's no reason for that. No need. That's my opinion anyway. But does WWE need Brock Lesnar? Or is WWE better with Brock Lesnar? What do you think, guys?
That's the tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a draw.
Yeah.
There's no denying that.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I know, but is it better for the brand to have him? I think Brock is best used when he's not the champion.
Okay.
To be fair, adding the belt onto him gives the belt an air of credibility. Mm-hmm. And it's the universal title. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That said, it creates this glass ceiling on Raw where no matter how good you are, look at The Miz right now.
Yeah.
Look at how good he has been as a character. Look at how well he has been working in the last year. The man, by all rights, should be back to where he was when he was against Cena at WrestleMania. He should be back in the championship picture, but he never will be as long as Brock is holding that belt. As long as your champion is gone most of the time, as long as he is rarely defending the belt in the first place, you're not going to be able to show that level of competition, and you're not going to be able to show any possible opportunity for someone like The Miz to actually have a title shot.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like Brock has always felt like a quick fix. It's like a temporary solution to get people to pay attention. But
well, here's the thing. Just to interrupt you. I think that WWE is doing the smart thing by letting him be that part-timer, because when he does show up, it's a big deal, whether it's on Raw or at a pay-per-view, specifically because he's not there every week.
Yeah, but is depending on him for as long as they have hurting WWE as a whole because nobody else is allowed to become a star?
Well, I don't know. It's a case of you can't satisfy anybody no matter what you do, in my opinion. Because let's face it, we've seen it on Facebook and Twitter, and we've done it ourselves. We're bitching and complaining that they hotshot the title, or that the wrong people are in the main event, or that the wrong person is holding the belt, or that the belt is only being used as a prop anymore. And then you give a guy like Lesnar the belt, and he's holding on to it for upwards almost a year now. And yeah, he's had matches, and they've given us tantalizing teases where we would almost think that he's in danger of dropping the belt, losing the belt. I mean, at the end of the day, we probably realize, no, he's going to hold it for a little bit longer, but thank you very much for Brock versus Braun. Because at one point in the way you built it up was beautiful. You had us thinking that Brock is a smaller guy than Braun, and Braun is one of the most agile, quick big men I have ever seen. I bought Braun as a legitimate threat. There are other guys I didn't buy as a legitimate threat, and this goes all the way back to you talking about Miz. Miz can't be in the main event against Brock. Nobody would buy it. It's like The Rock saying, Spider-Man is a good movie, but I can't buy Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man because he's too small. And of course, yes, Omega, Rock missed entirely what Spider-Man was supposed to be as far as being the small guy with the strength of a spider.
That was the point.
Yeah. But the idea, I mean, like The Rock may have called it wrong with Spider-Man, but he's got the right idea. If your superhero is going to be believable, he's got to look believable. Spider-Man is a bit of an exception.
Well, there's ones that are believable, and then there's ones that, you know, you're supposed to connect and relate to. He was supposed, you know, Spider-Man traditionally is supposed to connect to and relate to younger readers.
Yeah. Yeah. But you look at Batman, every single Batman we've ever had, even Michael Keaton was believable in that bat suit because they actually looked like they could be that guy. Even Michael Keaton, because he's probably the smallest Batman they had after,
Well, no. Michael Keaton played a great Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk not fitting. George Clooney?
George Clooney wasn't a great Batman.
No.
Val Kilmer was better than George.
That's not saying a lot.
That's not
Stop
saying
it.
A fuck of a lot.
Stop it.
But the smallest Batman was Adam West, reaching all the way back to the 60s.
And even Adam West had a gut.
Even it's Adam West had a gut.
Not the most physically fit Batman we ever had.
Yeah, no, this is true. But then again, the 60s Batman was, it was camp on purpose. It wasn't like the, what we got starting with Michael Keaton, which is what we've wanted. It's the Batman we need, not the Batman we want. Had to do the tie-in. Let's face it, we're all geeks. But, yeah, I'm digging the fact that currently Brock has the title. Brock is currently unbeatable. I don't have a problem with that. Brock is not there every single goddamn Monday night. That makes it, in my mind, a bigger deal. Because, yeah, okay, Brock on the show tonight? No. Damn, that sucks. Well, let's see what else is going on. Brock on the show tonight? Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, let's see what's going on.
Yeah, but you think that as a wrestling fan, as a casual audience, and trying to, you have to try and grow the audience, especially now that WWE's ratings are sinking and their attendance is plummeting, and you've got a champion who only shows up when he feels like it, and you can't, so you can't get that fixed by promising, oh, well, you're going to get a championship match. Oh, well, the world champion is going to be there. You don't get that with Brock because, he's there once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get people to care occasionally.
Yeah. When Raw first debuted all the way back in 1993, the whole idea was anything could happen. And they definitely made sure that they gave you an anything could happen. But now, for the last 15 years, Raw has not been anything like that. Not since 2002, really.
No, we pretty much figure out what Raw is going to be on a week-to-week basis at this point.
No.
I know there's not going to be any kind of, you know, major championship match. I know the world champion's not going to be there, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
You know, I was just going to say, I like the days when it's like, we can run a story on Raw where Rob Van Dam just pins Triple H out of nowhere. You know, he's a
if
world champion
only,
for like,
only.
It's Chris Jericho. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm getting my marks confused.
It's okay. Either or, we would win.
Yeah, but like, okay, well, Chris Jericho wins the title out of nowhere. No. Like, we can't do that anymore. You would never believe it with Brock.
Yeah.
And Brock probably would veto the idea.
I mean, the only thing that I could see that would possibly work is if Braun has a face-to-face with Brock on Raw, and then out of nowhere, unannounced, the next Monday night, Brock shows up to beat down Braun, but it goes horribly wrong, and then they set up a main event where, surprise, Braun wins the title, and he holds the title right up until the pay-per-view that weekend, and then loses it again. You know, drops it back to Brock, but you're falling into that trap again where it feels like you're hot-shotting the title, even though that might be a really, really, really interesting story if they did it right. And yeah, okay, sure, you're swapping the belt back and forth with in 6 days. But in this situation, again, if you tell a story right, it could work. Just saying. What do you think?
I miss unpredictability.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Brock has this bad day.
Brock Lesnar's bad day. That's a good one. That was impressive, Michael. But the problem is, like, yeah, sure, WWE's ratings are down, but everybody's ratings are down. It seems like every week there's a new channel. There's new stuff. There's way too much stuff to watch. But at the same time, there's a lot more things going on for people to do that takes them away from TV. It's a cycle. Really, it is, as far as that goes. Because you get the current group of young people watching, they grow up and discover a life outside of the television, so they go and they live that life. Then the next generation comes along, and it repeats. But I don't know. That is what that is. I heard a rumor that Conor McGregor is actually in talks for a one-off appearance at WrestleMania 34. What do you think?
Good for him?
We saw Ronda Rousey do it three years ago now.
Yeah, which was almost by surprise, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Snuck that one by. I don't know, I'm not a, you know, like Ronda Rousey got mainstream attention.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, she's the woman who put women's MMA fighting on the map. I don't foresee the same thing with Conor McGregor. I don't know who the guy is. I genuinely don't know.
here's the deal, right? Conor McGregor currently was at, you know, he was the flavor of the month because of this boxing match he had with, you know, the best boxer in the world came out of retirement just to beat him. And like you said, Ronda Rousey, well, she became a phenomenon. Everybody knew who she was. She's, yeah, like in the Expendables 2 and made a name for herself because she was so kick-ass leading the women's division in UFC. And people were just like going crazy for Ronda Rousey. Besides, she's female and kind of good-looking when she's dressed up. But what do you think, Mike?
I'm not against it. I'm not for it. I'm not against it.
All right. Yeah. Before you go any further, I'm going to let you elaborate on this. But for Omega, he's not into boxing or UFC, really. Is that correct,
right,
Omega?
No, not at all.
Right. Okay. It depends. Like, I'm the casual UFC watcher. It depends on what the main event is. If it's a card that I want to see, then I'm going to watch the entire thing. With the boxing match that took place, yeah, there was enough hype. I wanted to see what's going on. Maybe Conor will actually get a few licks on Mayweather, right? So for me, I don't know if that's too late, and they're a little bit late capitalizing on it or not. And what do you think, Mike?
Statement still stands. I'm not against it, but I'm not for it. I mean, what the hell is Conor McGregor going to do? I mean, we've had the guy from Arrow, which, by the way, yes. Ronda Rousey. Well, I think we already know where that's going to happen. Yeah. And Conor McGregor, what is he going to do?
He's going to beat up Enzo Amore.
I was thinking the exact same thing. He's going to punch out Enzo Amore.
If he does that, then he's going to get the biggest face pop in God knows how long.
So, according to Dana White, who revealed a text message on a Good Morning Show in New York, Good Day New York, according to Vince McMahon, news to me. So, Vince has no idea about the rumors. So, it may not even happen.
This, you know, this would require Vince to actually be in touch.
Valid point. Very valid point. So, there you go on that one. This last piece of information was for Tim, but Tim had to step away. So, we'll go to break.
Woohoo!
And then maybe Tim will come back and talk about it because he's the one who found the story. Yep, he did. Anyway, you can listen to WTRS on the night live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. As always, streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. When we come back, tables, letters, chairs, and shield? We'll talk about it next. It is WTR Sunday Night.
We'll drive our ships to New Land, fight the whole, sing and cry. Valhalla, I am coming. Only sleeping, catching up. I only go with this arrest.
Thursday nights, the Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
who is the greatest hockey player of all time? CB Radio has decided.
Butchering some names. Frank Nyberg versus Joe Nieuwenhuizen. Nieuwenhuizen.
I'm going to go with Nieuwendyk.
Yes.
Nieuwendyk. Wow. That is not what it looks like. Sweeney Schneider versus Matt Schmidt.
It's Milt, not Matt.
Whatever. I figured that was going to help out Team Chat. Finally, someone who has a real name. Brad Park against Mark Messier.
Messier.
What the hell?
Fucking clinch him. Get a rope.
He has a goddamn R at the end. Screw you.
I can only wait till he gets to that Wayne Gretzky guy.
Guy Lafleur versus Lauren Chatbot. You added a D. Yes, I did. On purpose. Brett Hull versus Ray Borku.
Bjork? Ray fucking Finkel.
Bjork. Okay, whatever.
Just think of the Swedish chef.
Fischler versus Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky. I'll be the Gretzky guy.
Way to play into it, Jobber. Way to play into it.
Pavel. Pavel Bure. What? How do they have spelled?
Bure.
Pavel Bure.
Bure. Okay.
Oh my
fucking
god.
French. Jerome Ignilia.
Aginla.
What?
Aginla.
Aginla? Versus Joe Sakic. That's where I was going to go originally, but I figured it was going to be pronounced differently than I was expecting.
Jerome Aginla, one of the all-time greatest Calgary Flames players of all time.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Joe.
I'll move Joe Sakic on. I can feel the hatred now for that last one.
You're all idiots.
It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's that D-O-double-G Marvin once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live, where you can all talk about the network.
And don't forget, we're also streaming live on TuneIn Radio app. All you got to do is hit Android, the Google Store, or I believe it's the iTunes Store for iPhones. Download the iTunes app, 100% free, and then search for Wild Talk Radio Network. You can listen to us wherever you may be.
We can't help if your internet connections suck. Anyway,
there's a fix for that, but you're a pig-headed SOB, so we're not going to get into it.
No, even if I changed lowered settings, it would still be your own internet connections would suck.
No.
Yeah. It's 2017. We go for quality. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. We're here to talk some things before we get into...
And stuff?
Before we get into the pick'em.
And the whole things and stuff.
The whole shield thing. Tim found a note on the internet he wanted to talk about on the show. So, Tim, talk about it.
Well, I just, you know, I thought the name Kelly Kelly was silly, and then I forgot that her real name's Barbie Blank, which is sillier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mike, you've got a chance. Barbie Blank is dating again. She separated from her husband, former NHL hockey player Sheldon Surrey.
Quite content seeing that naked.
Say what?
quite content of seeing that naked.
Okay, and that's enough for you? What? You know what? Don't elaborate.
Thank you. Okay, so are we skipping this or are we continuing?
Hold on.
It's time to throw more sticks into the fire as Fire on Ice continues on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, and all I'm going to say about the debate for hockey, go Flames go. Ha ha. There, we're done.
Okay. Segment, we're doing segment, we're doing the next one, Shield.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. Fuck you, Omega. You got the Shield.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
It's a theme. Have you not picked up on it?
Fuck you, Omega.
It got him third place last time.
Hey, you know, you very well could have picked him individually.
That's fine. I'm kicking your asses right now. All right. So yes, for all of those that saw it on Monday Night Raw, hell froze over, but a lot of us kind of helped out with that because we knew what the hell was going on. If you guys know what I'm talking about, Roman Reigns, the big dog, the one lunatic fringe, Dean Ambrose, and Mr. Burning It All Down, the architect, Seth Rollins, the three decided, fuck it, let's go ahead and do it for one more for the road. And who better to get those three together than the top heel of Raw? Hate to say it. The top heel of Raw, The Miz. Of course, you know The Miz is going to stir the fucking pot. Instigating Hollywood. Good promo he cut, by the way, on Monday. And what happens is Roman Reigns comes out Monday Night Raw by himself. Oh my God, it's Roman! And then Miz talking about, oh hey, it's the big dog, the big guy.
That big guy's right back.
Yeah, fuck him. And so next thing you know, what happens? Robert's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. You know, they all start talking about, I never said I was alone. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. That was WrestleMania 20. So Roman, he says, hey, I got some backup. What happens? Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose come out of nowhere, which is sad that Seth had a bigger pop than both of them. Anyway. So those three go on down, and it's a 4-on-3, blah, 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 blah. And so they beat the crap out of all of them. They all, you know, enter the ring the Shield way. And I can't believe I'm going to say this. Vintage Shield. Go and attack Miz, Cesaro, and the Bar, and Kurt Axel. Poor Kurt Axel.
Curtis.
And then Curtis Axel. Thank you. And then after they beat them, they look at The Miz. Should we do it for old time's sake? Let's do it for old time's sake. Triple power bomb. Believe in the Shield. The motherfuckers are reunited. Now, the question.
Hold on. Did you say the Shield?
Shag, hump, insert, erect, lick, dick, Shield.
Hold on. Play that one more time.
You mean the Shield?
Shag, hump, insert, erect, lick, dick, Shield.
Okay.
Still my favorite thing I ever got him to do.
Absolutely.
Did that again?
Did what? This?
Shag, hump, insert, erect, lick, dick, Shield.
I need to send it to a couple of people that are Shield marks.
Anyway. Seriously, is this the first time you've heard that, Mike?
No, it just makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Okay, it's like he's trying to summon Jenna Jameson through a mirror.
That made me laugh.
Or his favorite, Eva Marie.
Shag, pump, insert, erect, lick, dick, Shield.
We've got to thank Starscream Josh for that one.
Why do we have to thank him for that one?
Because he didn't do it.
This is true. Oh, God. Just that clip alone How do you summon Paige again? Oh, sorry.
Wait, that was done by that Jew, wasn't it?
Do you not know who that is?
Do you not know who that is?
That's what's his name.
what's his name?
The commerce stars in town.
Play the clip one more time, Ron.
Anyway,
long story short. Now, the question is, gentlemen, ladies, was this the right time? Or did they fire prematurely, or was it too late? What do you guys think?
How else are they going to get
insert a red slick dick shield.
God damn it, Rock.
That's the last time I think it's spent.
All right.
But like I was saying, how else are they going to get Roman Reigns over?
I mean, true. This is very true, you know. As many of you have followed the Shield's career, fuck you, Rock. I can't stop laughing without listening and thinking of fucking Shield. Anyway,
Shag, insert a red lick dick Shield.
This might be a new fucking drinking game. But it's like they've faced a lot of stables, a lot of tag teams, a lot of legends. Well, I'm not even calling it Evolution a legend, but that's neither here nor there. The one of their best matches, the Wyatts versus the Wyatts.
All right, I'm going to cut you off for a second.
Okay.
Was this reunion of Shield worth it, or was it because they needed a main event for a pay-per-view? The only reason they're back together is because they were being mocked by The Miz? Is that really a reason to come back together?
I mean, I hate to say it, but it's a repeat of WrestleMania 20.
Where you brought Rock and Foley back together.
Bingo.
Because you're being mocked. Is it really the money-making idea of the Shield, is it really worth it for being mocked? It's not like Braun Strowman was running around destroying everybody. And there's your industry, you know, the Hounds of Justice are out to stop Braun Strowman.
Which reminds me, ain't he the fourth man to face him?
He is, and he got powerbombed through an announce table. And Omega Ghost points because he got 10 of them for that.
God damn it.
I'm going to get that every time they do their gimmick.
I'm telling you, every time they get points, you have that clip has to be played.
No.
Good. Thank you. There were signs of them already reuniting. Survivor Series. That was already like... hate to say it, but like niggas never say never. So, and it was just, I think they should have waited at TLC. You know how Shawn Michaels did, you know, one more match with Hulk Hogan? Should have did something like that. Should have waited at the pay-per-view. And yeah, I mean, but this is still good. This is still good, you know. Yeah.
What do you think, Omar?
There's one thing to note about the Shield is that while they have always been very popular, they really only got a short time running as faces. And most of that time they spent feuding with Wyatts. So this is actually not a bad thing, as in I think there is still a lot of things you can do with them that have not been done. As far as timing goes, this kind of goes back to my Lesnar argument where, well, you don't have a world champion that you can count on to be there. You have to manufacture something to get people's attention. And right now, the Shield kind of makes sense. You've got Roman, who's still struggling to get over. This is a guaranteed way to get him cheers. You've got Dean and Seth, who kind of gelled back together. You know, and the only forced part about this would be Miz and the Bar suddenly aligning. But beyond that, this seemed to come together rather well. Like, I'm not really feeling like this was rushed or, you know, poorly poorly thought out in any way, which is a rare thing for a WWE angle in me. You know, it feels like it's the right time. It feels like it came together the way it should have.
Tim, do you think they should have waited?
Well, no, as far as waiting, I mean, you could for a bigger pot, but nowadays you can only tease things. And, you know, again, it goes back to what we talk about, people bitching and complaining all the time. You can only tease things for a certain length of time before everybody just gets over what you're teasing. I mean, we've experienced it where they've gone way too long.
Mm-hmm.
I would have scripted it completely differently. You and I have had this conversation, and I would have definitely booked it in a bit of a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as when they're debuting it, yeah, right around now, right before the TLC pay per view. Why the hell not?
Is it also something where? Okay, now they're back together. Would you be disappointed if this only goes 2 months?
Yep.
How long should it go?
Till WrestleMania. Right before WrestleMania.
Because rumor has it. Again, rumors on the internet. You take them for what they're worth. It's only a month or two long thing, and then they're going back their separate ways.
Yeah, I know. I saw that too.
Kind of feels that they're wasting this then. For something that could be a lot bigger, it feels like they possibly could be wasting it.
At the same time, it feels like, I mean, yeah, it's a huge deal, and it feels like maybe you could waste it, but at the same time, it feels like all of them should be doing something bigger than just being that three-man stable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got pair of them are tag team champions, and the other one should, you know, by all stretch of the, you know, by all rights, be, you know, in the championship picture. He's currently not because they're still trying to get the crowd to cheer him before they send him up against Lesnar toward WrestleMania.
Yeah, and this is probably the only way they were able to actually get that accomplished.
And when it's over,
he's going to get booed again.
Business as usual.
Now, see, here's the thing. If they want Roman to stay over when he's facing Brock, keep the Shield together.
Thing is, I think this works in the short term because you don't have the if factor of how they break up. Because right now, I don't want any of them turning heel to break up. I think they're doing fine where they are.
Okay, well, I gotta, like, just throw that addition on there, like Rock did earlier about this only being a month program. There's talk and speculation, whatever you want to call it, that it's actually going to be Dean that turns his back on the group.
Oh, no. And then again, it'll probably just be Roman. Because, you know, why not?
Same exact way, just chair to the back.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've heard rumor of Dean turning heel for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
But they also seem to be in a decent spot for both of them, at least for now. I don't know. It's one of those things where I think this is a novelty act. I don't think you do run it as long as WrestleMania because I don't see how there's that much for them to do. It's not like there is another, you know, it's not like there is another faction on Raw for them to really be paying attention to like there used to be with the Wyatts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miz and the Mizrage ain't exactly the strongest of rivals there.
It's not even Miz and Mizrage. It's Miz and Cesaro and Sheamus, a put-together team.
Yeah. I just mean it's like official trios.
Yeah. And even Bo Dallas ain't even there at the moment. So that's sort of a thing. So to transition, we have a bumper now for our pay-per-view coverage. Ready?
Shag, ooh. Pump, insert, erect, lick, dick, shield.
You had to know that was coming. All right, let's get into pick 'em. As always, you can post your picks.
Phrasing, Rock. Phrasing.
Facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork. You can post them on the Twitters at WildTalkRadio, at WTR Sunday. You can post them on the variety of Facebook pages that we will break down at the end of the program. You have until Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern to get your picks in. Let's start where we've been talking about.
Well, first I just want to tell you, Omega, Rock never plays freezing. Ever. It's annoying. Right?
Shag, hump, insert, erect, lick, dick, shield.
So.
Jesus Christ. How far can we burn the bit down?
Well, he's listening, so I'm just going to continue to play it to annoy him on and on and on. Anyway. Tables, ladders, and chairs. 3-on-4 handicap match. The Shield taking on Braun Strowman, Cesaro, Sheamus, and the Intercontinental Champion, The Miz. Omega, who you got?
I don't see how you run this storyline and not have The Shield go over. What's the point if they don't win this match? Now, if you want to go with that speculation, having Dean just like randomly belt them with a chair and leave so that they lose would be hilarious. But I don't think it makes sense in this context, especially when you have brand new Shield t-shirts available right now at WWEshop.com. It's going to be The Shield.
That just so happenly printed at the show and selling before the show even.
Yeah. So, well, to be fair, he says, who said anything about rumors? It's like they went into that episode knowing that they were going to come out together. So, well, we visited a print shop on the way here.
And we just put them out at the merch stand before the show. Mike, who you got?
Just play the damn thing.
No. Shield? No,
the Shield.
Tim, who you got?
Play the damn thing.
No.
Chicken. He's listening, so piss him off.
Who you got?
You can't force it.
All right, Shield.
Who does the random thing picker have?
Random thing picker pick the Shield.
Shag, hump, insert, erect, lick, dick, Shield.
There you go. Cruiserweight titles on the line. Enzo Amore challenges Kalisto. Mike.
Kalisto.
Omega.
Unfortunately, I have to go with the rumor mill and say Enzo.
I pick because of the rumors and everything else and all the shit we talked about, Enzo.
That would kill your team.
I know. Shut up.
Random.
Random is my friend. Pick Kalisto.
The Raw Women's titles on the line. Mickie James challenges Alexa Bliss. Omega.
No, it's Alexa. They have to keep that title on her until Asuka is ready to kick her head off.
Champing at the bit. End points.
Tim, who you got?
Alexa.
Mike.
Give me my points, Alexa.
Random.
Alexa.
All right, so it's Asuka versus Emma. So at the count of three, we all say the winner, which is Emma. 1, 2, 3.
Asuka.
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 And random?
Emma.
And in your gender species match of the night?
I have a question on this.
Hold on. Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt or Sister Abigail or something. What?
Okay. So, with this, does this count as Bray Wyatt or Sister Abigail?
In fantasy?
Yes.
Bray Wyatt.
Fuck. Finn Balor.
Omega.
Jesus Christ, this is awful no matter what.
It's to give him like an explanation. It's just like Demon Finn Balor. This is Sister Abigail.
No, it's not.
He's painted up. And I'm talking about for fantasy points wise.
No. There's a huge difference.
Are we
Finn
sure?
Balor's a Super Saiyan. Sister Abigail is about to be Mrs. Doubtfire.
This is so fucking stupid. It's not like he's actually possessed by a demon. Demon Balor is just like serious mode. This is Hellsing, and they're removing restriction levels. Only I get that reference. I don't care. It's not like an actual possession, though. He's not coming out as another person.
Well,
on one hand, this feels like them trying to do something with Wyatt, and I can see them giving him the win just to give it a chance, just to see if they maybe convince people it isn't going to work, and it's not the worst possible thing we've ever done with him. On a very long list of really awful things we've done with him. On the other hand, I could also see this being so bad. I could see this going over and turning out so badly that they just go, you know what? No, just Finn, just win. Just beat him. And this, we're not doing this again. Because it feels like they have to build up to Abigail versus Demon. That feels like what they're doing.
Isn't that what's coming next Sunday?
Well, is it Demon or is it Balor?
I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Here's what's going to happen. We all think it's Bray Wyatt, but it's going to be Shayna Baszler.
You know what? You know what? No, nope.
It'll be Kerry Sane.
I'm fucking out. Transgender Bray Wyatt.
Tim?
I'm going to pick, what Mike said. I'm picking the Mrs. Doubtfire.
And random?
Same thing.
Again, facebook.com/groups. That's Wild Talk Radio Network. At the end of the week, we'll have the full card, because hopefully by tomorrow night or Tuesday, Doc should give us a card. And then Friday, they'll give us more matches, because that's what they do for a Raw pay-per-view. So now it's time for the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
Omega.
Much as I like the authoritative nation theme, Lita's is catchier, sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that version you played takes forever to get to the actual entrance part.
Yeah.
No, strictly on personal preference, Lita.
Tim, say the word corner.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Just tell the intern to go to the corner.
Oh, intern, corner.
There you go.
You see, I didn't know that you're talking to the intern. By the way, intern, look in your email. I sent you an email tonight.
Mike.
Lita.
Tim.
Oh, this is a tough one. I mean, like, Nation of Domination is like, we are the nation of domination. Well, it sure as hell isn't for the Road Warriors, was it? Lita's entrance music was, to me, felt like a bit of a change in direction with entrance music from WWF at the time. When it came out, it was fresh. It was grunge. It was alt rock. It was like, oh, hey, wait a minute. They're actually modernizing shit. You know, and just because of the feeling that it gave me, I got to pick Lita.
All right, next one.
Yeah, we're coming now.
Mike.
Oh, I fucking hate you. Bitch. Well, I guess it's a no-brainer. It's funny because D-Generation X goes with everything, so D-Generation X.
Omega.
I'm not sure of the validity of that statement, but okay.
I mean, everyone is trying to be them. Anyway.
Everyone. No, no, I can't. I can't vote against DX. It's just too damn catchy.
Tim?
Rage Against the Machine, man.
Okay. There was no Rage Against the Machine, but okay.
Rage Against the Machine, dude. Pick DX.
Hey.
I'm sorry, Kurt Angle, you've got no chance against the boss.
Such one for Vinnie Mac. Omega.
Go to Mike.
Mike.
Go to Omega.
Seniority. Stick with it.
Fuck.
That's
Rachel. Die before me.
I say that you say this as I cram a Pop-Tart in my mouth.
Okay, that's just funny.
Cheap 70s, 80s porn music, or physical education jump rope theme song music. I'm going to go with,
Pick Kurt Angle.
Shut up. You don't know my life. You don't know my story, Kurt Angle.
Omega.
It's very hard to find theme songs better fit for two people. And the first, because, hey, no chance in hell against the boss. Yeah. Steve Austin gave lie to that theme, but it was a perfect theme for the evil chairman.
Mm-hmm.
what was perfect about Kurt's theme, continues to be perfect about the Kurt's theme, is what the people did to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It just became fun to hear. It became fun to play along with. Even when he's a face, you still chant "you suck" at the perfect beats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that is tough. You know what? I think I'm voting for Kurt. It's just a more fun theme to listen to.
Kurt Angle moves on. Last one of the night. Mike.
Fuck. I gotta go with Jericho. I gotta go with that one. It's just class. It's catchy, classic. Because you're breaking the walls down.
Tim.
Break the walls down, bitch.
Mike.
It is one of my favorite theme songs of all time, Jericho.
That's why I went to you last.
Thank you.
That's the all-time greatest, and I say we're done, Tim.
Yeah, but we're not quite done yet. Don't forget, everybody, pick them, facebook.com/group/ Wild Talk Radio Network. You don't want to do that, then email them to media@WildTalkRadioNetwork.
WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com network, without the network.
It would be great if Tim knew the website address.
Shit like that, but don't worry about that. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, listen to immediately following Raw, because it's the Raw post show.
Talk about the Go Home Edition of Monday Night Raw, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here for the Raw post show.
Yeah, Tuesday night normally is WTR Sims, but next Tuesday will be the debut of WTR Championship Wrestling.
Championship Pro Wrestling.
That's what I said.
You cut out on the pro.
Shh. Don't tell anybody. Anyway, yeah, so 1 week hiatus, and then we're back with season two. It'll be fun. Holy shit, new look, WWE 2K18. You guys are going to love it. And, yeah, we've actually got a season-long storyline angle that we've written for this. So it's almost like we booked the entire thing leading up to our version of WrestleMania, WTR Mania. You're going to love it. Just like you should be champing at the bit, not chomping at the bit, champing at the bit. That's the correct saying. Anyway, that'll be 2 weeks
coming up. Yeah, that's 2 weeks coming up, twitch.tv/RockRadioShow. Follow that channel right now because you'll know when we go live.
I was about to say that, but sure, but, thanks. Anyway.
But. Come over on Tuesday night, 11:15 Eastern. Stream will be live. What we're doing, maybe we'll sim TLC.
Hey, you know, you should sim TLC on Tuesday night, just for shits and giggles, and see what 2K18 picks.
Maybe we'll do that Tuesday night.
There you go.
Tune in. Make sure you follow the channel so you'll get the email when we go live. twitch.tv/RockRadioShow.
9:15 Mountain Standard Time, or Mountain Daylight Time still. So Thursday night, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with your host, Lindsay Ward, making her WCR Pick and Picks.
We'll have...
stuff.
We'll do TLC. We'll have the NXT Rundown, we'll have the SmackDown Throwdown, and all the news you can handle is Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out The Rack Extra Total Bella Season 2, Episode 6, now available. Episode 7 will be available on Thursday. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/RackRadioShow, as there will be daily content from WWE 2K18 posted. We have some fantasy matchups on the page right now. There's the start of the My Career mode. It's all up there, youtube.com/RackRadioShow.
Yeah, and of course, Saturday Night Midnight-ish, or as close as we get to it, we're talking Eastern Time now, kids. It's another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual, the episode where they all wear blonde wigs, even though nobody can see them, CB Radio.
Yeah, we're back after 1 week.
1 week hiatus because you were busy sitting on kids.
We'll go with that. CB Radio Saturday's Midnight-ish. We'll do the Greater Than Great debate. We're doing rappers and hip-hop artists this coming Saturday night. CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter.com, hashtag Lame Rob When a Celebrity Dies.
And, of course, next Sunday night programming note, we're on immediately following TLC, so it could be like 9:30 Mountain or 11 o'clock Eastern. Whenever they finish, we're on to give you our review and tell you the winner of Pick'em next Sunday Sunday night. You know what? Follow me on the Twitter machines at Flames Forums. And follow Wild Talk Radio Network at Wild Talk Radio. Follow Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night, all on the Twitter. Check us out on the Facebook page, facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/, oh my God, there's another one, WTR Sunday Night. I'm done. Forget it. I think Omega needs to play the Dutch boy and plug stuff. Sure. He put his finger in the dike, and she wasn't happy.
It was in my head, man. Please don't let him go. Yeah, he went there.
I went there because it was in your head.
He went there. All of my stuff, except for one thing, can be found under the same name. If you want to follow me over on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, however, you can catch me by the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is also the YouTube page, which is constantly being updated with new videos and content. And then for the stuff that YouTube does not like, we have tjomega.net.
Mike.
Woohoo! All right, and for those of you that enjoy, you know, a random black guy, fuck the revival, you also can look at me on the Twitter page, fuck Wait Omega.
Don't know what I've done.
Go to Twitter, the WTR Oreo, fuck Omega's fantasy team. And also on Facebook, I got a 2K18 project. Nah, Brawl Praise the Shield. That I'm doing. Look it up on Facebook. It's called Dragon Honor Wrestling, DHW. Since we just got WWE 2K18, we're going to do some tweaks and stuff, and we'll be back on in November. Fuck the revival.
That'll do it for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. For the entire gang, I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you next Sunday night right after Tables, Ladders, Chairs, and Shield right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Shag, hump, insert, erect, lick, dick, shield.
WildTalkRadio.com.